The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome to the Daily Hammer, your daily news source when it comes to the Atlanta Braves as part of the Talking Chop podcast network. My name is Sean Coleman. Hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening, you are having a terrific start to your Tuesday. It is Tuesday, September 21st, and it was another very good day for the Atlanta Braves. Of course, you can find the Daily Hammer, the Talking Chop podcast, and the Road to Atlanta podcast, both of which have new episodes out for you to listen to today as part of the Talking Chop podcast network. We ask that you listen, subscribe, review, let us know what you think of each of the shows. We always want to hear from our listeners. Of course, you can find all the great content from Talking Chop and the Talking Chop Podcast Network at TalkingChop.com, as well as at Talking Chop across all forms of social media. My name is Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. When it comes to the Braves, here's the latest from Atlanta. So the Braves come off a Sunday victory in San Francisco, a wonderful performance from Max Fried. The Braves were able to end a four-game skid. They were also able to expand their lead in the NL East to two games. Another great Sunday for the Braves, who had now won on seven straight Sundays. It's not only good to win on the same day of the week over a two-month span, it also always allows for you to know that a win is upcoming. And on Sunday, it was a great victory for the Braves as they were able to salvage another series into losing streak and expand their lead. So coming into Monday against the Diamondbacks, things were hopefully going to get a little bit easier against one of the worst teams in the majors. The Diamondbacks already have 100 losses on the season. And with Waskar Yanoa on the mound, though Yanoa in the second half since he had returned from injury has not been as good as he was at the beginning of the year, at the very least, he had pitched good enough to consistently put the Braves in a position to win. And it felt like the Braves were going to give Yanoa enough runs to work with early on as he scored two early runs in the top of the third inning. But unfortunately, Yanoa ran into some trouble in the bottom of the third. It wasn't necessarily that Yanoa was throwing bad pitches. It just simply was that the Diamondbacks were putting good bats on the ball. Multiple extra base hits allowed for the Diamondbacks to be able to come back and take a 3-2 lead. But that's when the Braves bats finally woke up. Double after double after double. And a home run from Adam Duvall that looked like the longest home run that a Brave has hit in quite a while. And actually a 483-foot home run was the highlight of a 7th-run fifth inning for the Braves. Duvall's home run, which went 483 feet, the second longest by a Brave in the StatCast era, basically since 2015, I believe, and also the 4th longest of this year. Though it only counted for 2 runs, it was certainly a sight to see, and the Braves went up 9-3 by the end of the 5th inning and eventually won the game 11 4. A needed victory for Atlanta, you know, especially with the fact that Charlie Morton and Max Fried had once again pitched on Saturday and Sunday. Waskar, you know, though he did struggle in that fourth inning, he did his job enough to put the Braves bats in place to make a difference, and that's exactly what they did. This time around, it was not necessarily the home runs, though those did make a difference. It was the doubles. 7 doubles for the Braves in last night's game, including 3 from Austin Riley, a big development. If Austin Riley can get his bat going to allow for him to back up Freddie Freeman, Ozzie Albies, Jorge Soler, or who's ever in front of him, that is certainly a major, major development. But another big key development for the Braves on Monday, the fact that the Phillies lost to the Orioles. John Means pitched a gem for the Orioles. The Braves were able to follow that up with a victory. The Braves' lead is now back to 3 games after 2 straight wins for the Braves, and indications that the Braves' offense is back at performing like it should.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
On the field last night, the Braves took care of business. They had an opportunity in front of them that if their offense could get back going the way that we all know it's capable of playing, it certainly was able to do that. And the Braves now find themselves up 3 games over the Phillies in the NL East with, at least for the Braves, 14 games left to go in the season. But the thing about it is, off the field, is that there was another interesting story that came via Hannah Kaiser of Yahoo Sports, and it specifically spotlighted how Freddie Freeman, a player who takes very few days off, puts a bit of extra pressure on his fellow teammates to play every single day. The story went in detail about how Freeman views the idea of playing every day, how the Braves certainly seem to be suffering from fatigue in terms of their starters, especially when it comes to shortstop Dansby Swanson, who has struggled over the past month or so when it comes to his production. Now, whatever you want to take away from the story, that's certainly understandable. Personally, I don't read too much into it. I do think one of the things that adds to how the story was perceived was the fact that the Braves certainly have not been playing as well, and it's understandable if fatigue is playing its part. But I also do think that one of the big keys for the Braves, in order to really be able to find that rest that their starters need in terms of their position players, is just to simply play to task in this series against the Diamondbacks, just like they did last night. They were able to win 11-4. They were able to get their power going, even though they didn't hit home runs. An extra base hit after extra base hit got the job done. If the Braves can win 3 out of 4 or sweep the Diamondbacks, that puts them in a comfortable position going into San Diego with the division lead. And hopefully, beyond that as well, they'll also be able to put themselves in a position to where perhaps with maybe 4 or 5 days or maybe even a week left in the regular season, if they can clinch the NL East with several games left, then they could start to get rest for their position player starters. The thing I will say, though, is this. Though I wouldn't take too much either negativity or significance from that article that was written by Hannah Kaiser at Yahoo. I do feel that there is plenty of value in finding rest for position players. Chris Willis put a link in today's Daily Chop talking about the benefits of giving players rest. We've seen the Dodgers and this year the Giants benefit from doing exactly that. And you need to go no further than the Braves over the past few years in the playoffs in knowing how lowering the risk of injuries is something you always want to look into. In the 2019 playoffs, Freddie Freeman went into the playoff series against the Cardinals with a bad wrist. Last year, both Ronald Acuña Jr. and Adam Duvall. Adam Duvall was unavailable for the NLCS. Ronald Acuña Jr. was less than 100%. Now, those may not have had to deal with fatigue, but the Braves do understand that injuries to some of their most impactful talents really is an obstacle to overcome in the postseason. So if the Braves can reduce the chance of an injury occurring by finding some rest for their most impactful players, that is certainly something to look into. And hopefully the Braves can continue to find success in Arizona to improve their chances of winning the division early in order to find some rest for their players. Another big key to yesterday's game was the fact that there was a change in the lineup. Jorge Soler led off, Freddie Freeman batted second, Ozzie Albies third, and then the rest of the lineup looked similar to how it had in the past. The results were certainly encouraging. Soler leading off is due to how well he has shown plate discipline over the past few months in a Braves uniform. A 360 on base percentage entering last night's game. Obviously, the power he can display, but last night was certainly encouraging for this top of the order. Perhaps the Braves continue to use it as time goes on. The hope is that if they want to stick with that lineup tonight, let's see it work just like it did last night. It looks like it's going to be a bullpen game. Jesse Chavez will get the start for Atlanta. Bouttuki Tassat, Andrew Smiley will be available out of the bullpen. You also have to figure Tyler Matzik, Luke Jackson, and Will Smith will also make an appearance at some point in time since they weren't used on Monday. Though it'll be a bit unorthodox when it comes to the Braves. Hopefully, the bullpen can get the job done and the Braves offense can support another victory against the Diamondbacks. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Daily Hammer. Don't forget to check out the Talking Chop podcast and the Road to Atlanta podcast, both of which have new episodes out over the past few days. All that at TalkingChop.com, as well as at Talking Chop across all forms of social media. My name's Sean Coleman. It's been a pleasure being with you. Hope you have a great Tuesday, and we'll talk to you again soon here on the Daily Hammer.